looking ahead, we need to continually evaluate the network of people and organizations that we wish to work with. The Sanders campaign has been discussed. I remain extremely reluctant to get involved in a bloody political struggle in a political order that we see as doomed. We have to think of what's our role. Even if we had zero ratings instead of number one ratings for our spiritual creations, I would probably do them because I totally believe in them, and there's a magic within them. You can feel the magic within them. I'm not going to get into the details of the Sanders vs. Clinton struggle. We know Hillary Clinton is an international war criminal. There's no question about it. But then again, there are a lot of war criminals in America, and trying to go out and stop all of them is probably not practical. I think a more productive use of time is to try to reduce the tensions between America and Russia. That is something that is very worthwhile. We will continue to discuss the Sanders situation, but we have to come back to what's our job. Our job is to create nature's political revolution. That's our job, and that's a huge job. So to take time off from that and race around in a bloody civil war in America, I am very skeptical of that. And as we have also discussed, we have the need to go find rural property, to network overseas. All these things take time. Find new people. All these things take time. I am extremely wary about getting into a bloody political civil war in America. America is a dying society. It's dying from within. And that's just the way it's going to be. Insofar as we would be involved in American politics, I would think a more interesting angle perhaps would be some of these budget groups coming up with a realistic budget and so on. I think that would be a productive use of our time. Does Sanders have what it takes to be president? That's not clear. That's not clear. Sure, if I dropped everything I'm doing, or 95% of what I was doing, and worked with the Sanders campaign and worked with Sanders, we could have a big impact. We could possibly tip the entire election. And then what? And then what? Are we going to be a part of the Sanders administration? Are we going to drop everything we're doing? See, I think this gets into the realm of fairy tale thinking. I do. And I think we have to stick to what we know we can do. We know we can create nature's political revolution. We don't think we can. We know we can. And that's what I feel we should focus on. Time is the enemy. And it's not just our time and our lives. Again, it's the time and the life of the American system is getting older and is in its later phases. How close to the abyss it is, we don't know. But that's, the Sanders issue will be discussed further. But when I wake up in the morning and I sit at my desk, the center of creativity, I am very reluctant to use that extremely valuable time for anything other than creating nature's political revolution. Something here has to break. I mean, somebody from the Sanders campaign might call us, then I'd reevaluate that. But to make an enormous effort on this, I remain probably against doing that at the end of the day. And so we need to proceed with nature's political revolution, proceed with Underground Web World, proceed with the photography, proceed with the models, proceed with the music networking. This all, to me, is the heart of what we do and is of tremendous value. Getting back to networking, the issue of trying to stop a new Cold War is relevant. The issue of a budget is relevant. These are things that are worth doing. Beyond that, I remain extremely reluctant. But we'll see. We'll see in talking to people. We'll see. Maybe a couple of days from now, I'll wake up in the morning and feel like doing something relating to Sanders. It has been an ongoing struggle here of deciding this, and we have been actively contemplating becoming more actively involved since 2011. We've had some victories. We've had some victories. Syria, the fiscal cliff deal, we've really had some significant victories, but there's a bigger goal out there, nature's political revolution. We want to play in the Super Bowl. We do. Yes, we do. And that's the big issue in the world today. One of the greatest statements of the 21st century was by Cesar Chavez, who stated that just because Soviet-style communism collapsed doesn't mean that American imperialism is the be-all and end-all, and what the world is looking for is a new political ideology. This is a field where we have very little competition. Now, one of the issues we need to consider is how do we attain higher visibility? How do we introduce ourselves at a higher level? And I see, again, nature's political revolution. If we have a book like that, perhaps we could get a book publisher to publish it in book form. I'm very reluctant to do that unless they give us a copyright waiver, which they probably won't, because I'm not going to let a book company control my book. No, I'm not. That would be crazy. So we'll see. It depends on who turns up. It's a question of perseverance and faith. At the end of the day, do you have the guts to hang in there? That's the bottom line. We do. We do. But the key is focus. The key is spiritual focus. And we haven't adequately resolved this. I think the only way this will be resolved is to see who turns up. Because in the terms of the current structure of networking that we have and the current staff that we have, the political aspects are not realistic. That's something that we can be walking away from our mission, failing on our mission, and getting lured into the equivalent of World War I, trench warfare, and getting chewed up and annihilated by that. So that's something that we need to consider. Anybody who has any other ideas, contact me and clue me in. So these are the priorities. These are where we need to go.